You know what a tourist trap is. It's a place filled with people from out of town paying higher prices than the locals pay at maybe much better places. But there may be a bright side to tourist traps. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. I thought about this after reading a fun article in the Washington Post by a staffer named Natalie Compton. She described a trip to Hanoi during which she threw herself into the local scene. She took overnight train rides, dined on street food, stayed in funky places, and bathed using only baby wipes. So when she happened upon a charming cafe overlooking a lake, she felt relieved to be able to shed her backpack and order some ice cream, even though she knew it was filled with fellow tourists and probably overpriced. She was just grateful for the peaceful break and table service. Tourist traps aren't just restaurants. They can also include iconic sites such as the Eiffel Tower, the Varsity Drive-In at Atlanta, or even LACMA, the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. But all are places you'd probably want to visit if it's your first time to that place. As Ms. Compton wrote, being a cool traveler all the time can be exhausting. You'll find more travel info at armworldtravel.com.